Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dwayne Wilson Podcast, where I am your host, Dwayne Wilson. And I want to say thank you for tuning in today. Regardless of where you're located at, I appreciate you tuning in to it. It means a lot to me. And thank you for all you've done, your support and everything. And my previous podcast, I talked about how I'm going to start dropping 2 podcasts a week. But this is the first one of those 2 podcasts of a week. This is more of a spiritual podcast here, where I grab a verse, break down that verse, and talk more about that particular verse. And then the second podcast is going to be sort of geared around that verse. But at the same time, it's going to be more of, okay, how can I use this verse to understand how the world works and how my place, how I fit into society and how to go by doing things. So again, I appreciate your time and effort listening to me on today. This verse is very, very, I ain't gonna say controversial at all, but it's an interesting verse, because many people take it in so many different ways. And my thing is understanding exactly what we are in life, what our goals, our purposes are, and how we go by doing what God has called us to do. So in this verse, this is the beginning of the book. This is the beginning of the Bible, very, very beginning. I'm going to come to you from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And of course, a lot of you all probably already know what that verse is. But my thing is, in order for us to understand who we are as individuals, especially as men, we have to first understand what God was seeing, what God was trying to understand and try to put together for our life, for us as individuals, particularly us, so. If we don't understand what he was trying to do in the beginning of time, then we can't take anything and try to figure out what he's trying to do with us now. So we definitely will have to understand where he was coming from initially. And then once we understand where he was coming from initially, then we can take those things and move forward in our life. So that's one reason why I decided to go with this particular verse from the very jumpstart. Because by going with this verse from the jumpstart, that opens up doors to understanding who we are as individuals. So we finna jump right on into this verse. It's Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And it reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the air, in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all creatures that move along the ground." Okay, so once you read that verse and you sit down, you look at that verse, you start to ask a few questions about that verse and everything. So you sit there and you ponder on it. Like God said, he gonna let us make man in his own image. Well, my first thought is, okay, what is God talking about when he said, let us make man in our own image? Okay, so I'm sitting here just thinking about that, like, okay, who is God referring to when he say our image? Is God talking about himself? But more likely, is he speaking about the Trinity? Because, of course, we know the Trinity was with them as well. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So is he talking about, let us make man in the image of the Trinity, of all three, or just himself? Or if he want to make mankind the image or reflection of him? So the thing would be, you had to ask yourself several questions in that. What is God trying to do? That's what you had to ask yourself. What is he trying to do? What really the image is God trying to portray? And of course, people have their own opinions about the image of God. The Bible even talks about the image of God. Even Ezekiel speaks about that in his books and his encounters. Revelation speaks about it as well. So there are different many images of God. And then the thing about it is, why would God want to make mankind in his own image? Why God didn't want to make it in a different type of image? Why it had to be his particular image? So the thing about it is, once we had to sit down and so what we're going to do is sit here and actually look at that as a whole too. It's like, what is the image? So that's the other thing that we're looking at as well. Like, what particular image is we looking at? So if you want to, just think about it like this. What is God's image? That's the question that you want to ask yourself. What is God's image? So the Hebrew reference to God's image is teslam. I might be saying that completely wrong. I probably am. And likeness. The mute is a convey the idea of an object similar to or representative of something else, but not identical to it. So basically, when God was speaking, if you look at it in the Hebrew version, he's trying to create us as a representative of something, but not identical to it. So he wants us in so many ways, for what the Hebrew point of view of it is that he's trying to make us in an image that represents him, but we are not identical to him, which means in so many ways here, if you sit down and look at it, God created man to be similar to him, but certainly not identical to himself. Even though God is perfect, he never expected us to be perfect as well. Even though he shows grace and mercy all the time, he never expects us to do all the same things, expects us to be perfect at any given moment. So we have to sit down and look at it, is that a lot of people look at it, God wants us to be perfect. He created us in his image, and we have to just be this holy, sanctified, holy gospel, holy trinity, all of these things. But in reality, do he really want us to be that? Or do he want us to be the best representative for him? You see what I'm saying? He know that mankind is not perfect. Even the Bible speaks about we were born into sin. So sin is already here, because you got to realize, later on in Genesis, Adam and Eve sinned and was cast out the garden. So by sitting here looking at that, you can get an idea that God knows that we're not perfect. He know this. So as humans, as representatives of him, we shouldn't try to push ourselves to be this holy in spiritual, just in depth, into, oh my God, we can't do nothing wrong and all this. No, and I'm not telling you go out there and do something wrong and do something stupid. I'm not telling you that. But what I am telling you is to understand that you're going to make mistakes. I want you to understand that you're going to do stuff that you shouldn't do. You're going to do stuff that is not what God wants you to do. But at the same time, though, he wants you to be a representative. So when you start to do things, think about this now. When you get ready to do something, are you representing God? Are you representing what he wants you to represent? Are you representing him in the best way that he will want you to represent him, if you're going out here doing certain things or making certain decisions? Or are you trying to represent yourself? Or are you trying to show others that you can do A, B, C, and D? So creating God, creating us in his own image, doesn't mean he created us to be perfect and be identical to him. He didn't do that. What he created us to be is a representative of him. So that way, when people see you, they ain't got to say, oh man, he's a perfect image of God. No, he's a representative of God. That's the image that God wants us to see and portray. That's why he said, let us make man in our own image. And again, when you sit back and look at it, he said our own image. Again, who is he talking to? Because we can go in depth that it could be anybody. He could be talking about himself as a third person, or he could be talking about Christ, because everybody know. But it speaks on that Christ was already in heaven before the dawning of time. He was already there. Because Lucifer was at his right hand, left hand side. So just imagine who was on the other side. If Lucifer was on one side, who was on the other side? So that's all I got to say about that. You know, had to be up there sometime. But also when he talked about, or was he just referring to, I don't know. So it just, that's a whole different ball game and everything in itself. So also, after sitting here thinking about that, we're going to look at another part of this verse and everything to break down. We just broke down the first part of it, where God said that he was going to create man in his own image. You know, so there's another part about who mankind is going to rule over. Because I think a lot of people has misinterpreted this whole philosophy, this whole shakeup and everything about who is God is going to, who he wanted us to rule over, and how he wanted us to rule. So I'm going to take a quick break and going to hear from my sponsors, wonderful sponsors. I love them and everything. And then we're going to come back and we're going to dive into the second part of this verse. Be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Dwayne Wilson Podcast with your host, Dwayne Wilson. And in the first part of the verse, we are reading from Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 26. And God talks about creating mankind and our likeness and our image is what he was talking about, and how he give us rule over certain things on this earth. So part two of this wonderful verse, you know, we got to sit down and look at what the scripture says when it say that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. God looks at us as leaders, rulers of things. But to put us in charge of his creation is a great honor, because he's entrusting us just like we entrusted him to do things for us. He's entrusting us to be able to rule over the creation that he had put before us. And a lot of people, I don't know, is really understanding what he's saying when it comes to all of that. You know, so what does God mean when he says the word rule? You know, so the word rule in Hebrew is mashal, which has the conventional meaning to rule or to have or make dominion or reign over. So basically, God is giving us dominion over his creation, you know, and by him giving us rule over the creation, over what he has created and put it on this earth, shows us that he entrusts us to actually sit down and make sure that everything goes accordingly to plan, the plan that he has put together. Now, what is that plan? Of course, we don't know. His plan is, a lot of people say his plan is to bring heaven to earth. A lot of people say his plan is for us to go to heaven. A lot of people say his plan is to bring people closer to him. And all those could be correct. I mean, I don't know. I haven't sat down face to face to conversate with him at all. But I do know that whatever his plan was, He entrusted us so much that he's willing to and was able to and wanted to give us rule over things that he had created. But think about what he said, though. The verse clearly states that he gave us rule and dominion over birds in the air, fish in the sea, the livestock, and the animals that's roaming the grounds. Did he ever once say he gave us rule over man themselves? No. He never once said that. He never once said, hey, I want y'all to rule over mankind as well. No. He gave us rule and authority over the animals, not man, which means man has no authority to rule us like we some slaves at all. But mankind has actually became just that. Over time, mankind has realized, well, certain parts of mankind. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say certain parts, because if you sit back and look at it, we all have ruled over each other in some shape, form, or fashion. So not just one race has did and the other races have not. No, all races have did it to a certain extent. Plain and simple. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say just one. But my thing is, if we're supposed to be living the way God, if we're supposed to be representatives of God, like he said, making us in his own image, if we're representatives of him, then we have to honor what he speaks about. And he speaks about us ruling over the animals, not our own kind. Plain and simple. So we have taken so much of that out of context to the point where we feel like we can control everything. God gave us rule over everything, and he didn't. And I'm going to tell you why he didn't give us rule over mankind. Because if he gave us authority to rule mankind, then what is he going to rule? Or who is he going to rule over? He taken the power from him, giving it to us, when in reality, we are sharing power. We are ruling over his creation that he put on this earth, the animals. He is ruling over us as mankind because we're going to him for advice and help. Instead of having our brothers and sisters and our co-workers and friends coming to us as rulers in that case, instead of them coming to us, they go to God, and we do the same thing. Just like the animals looks to us to feed them. Well, most of them do. You know, they look to us to feed them. Like if you got livestock, like cattle and sheep and pigs and everything, if you raising livestock, they're not just looking to go out there and eat grass if they're a cow. They're looking for you to provide food for them. You know, and that's what you do if you are farmers and you're raising livestock and all that. Animals, dogs and cats. A lot of them go out there. They got stray dogs, stray animals. Yeah, they going to look for food, but they looking for the food that we throw away. They looking at the food that we don't want. We're getting rid of, so we're giving that food to them. Just like if we have pets, our pets are looking to us to take care of them. At the end of the day, and we are looking to God to take care of us at the end of the day. So, you know, we have to sit down and really, really look at the concept of this is a hierarchy, just like employment. If you're a regular worker, a regular production worker, let's say if you're a regular production worker, you're looking to your supervisors and team leads to take care of whatever needs that you may need to make sure that you get out that particular product. Okay. The team leads
and the supervisors are looking to the upper level management to take care of their needs when it comes to supplying them with the product that they need, or supplying them with whatever they need to give to you to make sure you get the product. So it's a chain of command. So if you sit down and look at it, this whole thing between God and mankind was a chain of command situation. Literally. Because we have to look to him for providing vision and supplying our needs. Just like that animals are looking to us to provide their needs and for them to thrive and be fruitful, you know. So we have to definitely sit down and look at that. God set this up. He said that he put this plan together about, okay, I'm going to create mankind in my own image, which means I'm going to have mankind to be a representative of me, because I'm a spiritual being, which means I'm not going to earth. This earth that I created, I'm not going down there myself. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to create mankind and my own as a representative of me, and put them on earth and let them be have dominion over all of the animals above the ground, walking on the ground, and underneath the ground. I'm going to give them dominion to rule over all of that, including the sea. And when they need something, they come to me and I provide those needs for them. And in return, they provide the needs to the animals. But he never did once say, I want you to rule over your own people. I want you to rule over your I want you to rule over mankind themselves. He never said that. And I think we have really, really taken that to a level that we shouldn't have taken it to. And it has caused so much heartache and pain in society that we have taken God's word and just went south with it. We literally look over the concept that what he wanted us to do and how he wanted us to act towards each other in society. We was never here to bring each other. We was never put here to bring each other down, or make one feel like I'm better than the next, or make one have to give me all kinds of authority and honor and respect like they some type of God. Even though God, we are representatives of God, we're not gods when it comes to ruling over an individual. We might be gods when it comes to ruling over animals, but not individuals. So we definitely need to sit back and read and understand what the Bible is trying to teach us and trying to show us. Because if we don't, we could lose sight of what God wants us to do. And I feel like that's what's going on in the nation a whole lot. As individuals, we have lost sight of what God wants us to do. So in conclusion of this, in closing of this, we need to understand that we have a particular role that we play here on this earth. And that role is not to have rule over each other, but to walk side by side with each other, to build each other, to bring forth life and help each other stand as a one united front. Because at the end of the day, all we got is each other at the end of the day. So before I close, I'm going to close it with a prayer. And then I'm going to end it with that. So a few seconds of prayer. Heavenly Father, will say thank you for allowing me to come on and speak today about what your word what your word means, what your word represents, what your word gives to us, which is nourishment for the mind, the body, the soul, spirit, all of that. I ask that you continue to allow us to grow, allow us to be influential, allow us to be able to go forth and teach others your word, teach others how to live, teach others how to stand together and just go out and do the things that you have called us to do. You are amazing in so many ways. There are words that never could be described of how amazing you are. The love that you have for us. And I thank you for allowing us to be representatives for you to go forth and let the world see that we are representatives of God. That is the one of the most greatest honors that you have ever bestowed onto mankind. And I thank you and ask that you always go with us, guide us, lead us, and protect us. Continue to give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And when we don't know something, instead of us just being quiet, we come to you and we ask. And you supply our needs mentally, physically, and spiritually. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I thank you all so much for tuning in today to this podcast. And tune in again this week for my second podcast, but definitely tune in to next week as I bring you another scripture to break down and everything, and share it, please, by all means, share the podcast, let people know that the whole goal is we are representatives of God, and we are here to lift each other up, bring each other together, and strengthen us when we are in areas we need strengthening, because we all need strength. So thank you again. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye for now. Peace.